All right, everybody, this is Teacher Unscripted, and I'm your host, Ben Calloway. And today, I am sitting in traffic on 459. It's about 3:45, Friday afternoon, and man, we're not going anywhere. So I figured I'd do a quick recording. Today in class, in government, we did our most missed quiz, or MMQ, as we call it in my class, and I figured I would do a little recording on what an MMQ is. So, the most missed quiz is a strategy for going over tests, and if you're anything like me, early on in my career, when I went over tests, I did it one of two main ways. Either I asked the class, what questions do you have? So I'd pass back the test, or I would open the test on Canvas if we took it online, and I would say, what questions do you have? And nobody would ever say anything. Well, clearly we're not getting much accomplished there. We're not really going over the test. So when nobody would say anything, I would say, okay, fine. And I would go question by question and go over the whole thing. It dawned on me that that might not be the most efficient use of our time. If the class average on the test, and stay with me here, if the class average on the test is an 80, then when I go over the test, question by question, they only need to pay attention 20% of the time. That is an incredible waste and inefficient use of the time we have in class. I guess the other option is I could open up the test on Canvas, I could show them the correct answers and just say, look over it, give them 5 minutes to look over it. But I find that students often care only about the grade, so they look at what they made, and then they're done. They don't really care to look back over the test. So the most missed quiz is something that I developed. I know I stole the idea from someone online. I changed it around to make it kind of fit my needs. But I was looking online and I found something and I adapted it. During the most missed quiz, what I do is I open up the test on Canvas. So I test exclusively through Canvas. I open the test up on Canvas to where students can see their responses and they can see whether or not they correctly answered the question. What they do not see is what the correct answer is if they missed it. So I open it up on Canvas, and I put 10 minutes on the clock, and students will spend 10 minutes working together, going over the test, trying to figure out what the correct answers are. During this time, I am not a resource. I do not help. They don't ask me questions. They have to work together. Once the 10 minutes is up, they have to stop working together, and we take the most missed quiz. In the most missed quiz, I will take the 5 or 6 or 7, depending on kind of the results. I'll take the 5 or 6 or 7 most missed questions from the test, and I will give it to them word for word, answer choice, for the most part, the same way it appeared on the test, and they see those questions again. What I've found is that this concept gets everybody involved 100% of the time. So rather than only paying attention to 20% of the time when I'm going over the test, everyone is paying attention all the time. One of the twists that I put on this most missed quiz, is that I usually attach You could call it bonus points. You could call it extra credit. I prefer to think of it as test corrections or extended core credit. I attach those points to the most missed quiz. And here's what I mean by that. I never scale tests. Never. Maybe it was a really tough test and the class average was a 73. I'm not going to scale that for students. What I might do is on the most missed quiz, tell the class that if the class average is an 85 or higher, I'll give everyone in the class 2 points. If the class average is 92% or higher, I'll give everyone in the class 3 points. And if it's, 98% or higher, I'll give everyone in the class 4 points. What this does, this kind of adding bonus points, this structure, what this does is it gets the people who aced the test the first time, who know the content really well, it puts stakes in the game for them to care about the review and to teach their colleagues. It gives them an incentive to take the student who made the 70 the first time they took the test, teach them the material so that they will do well enough that everyone will get bonus points or everyone will get this extended credit for the test. And y'all, it works. It works. This is a much more engaging way to go over the material. It's a more meaningful way to go over the material. And guess what? Come final exam time, when I'm building my final, guess where a lot of those questions are coming from? They're coming from the most missed quiz. So, hey, I'm out of traffic now. That's awesome. So, that's the idea. That's how I choose to go over tests in my class. And I thought some of you might be interested in hearing it. So let me know what you think. Leave a comment. Shoot me an email. Let me know if you do it a different way, a better way. If there are things that you like about this most missed quiz concept. If there's something that maybe I forgot to mention about it and you want to know more about it, let me know. I'd be more than happy to talk to you. Until next time, this was Teacher Unscripted. I'm Ben Calloway. See ya.